4HKX, taking 28 Houston. Ten four DWA, taking 28 Houston. Ten four DWA, taking 28 Houston.
4HKX.
Hey Patrick, how copy on unportable?
Barely comfortable. KO4HKX, mobile phone monitoring.
So, Patrick, in 4DJC.
Hey, how are you doing?
You having a busy day?
See, so far. Nothing to complain about or be concerned about, so I'm having a good day.
Fuel price is down just a little bit anyway, I guess. I don't know if diesel's down that much or not. Some is better than none.
Down, I don't know, overall about a dollar, around a dollar, $1.30 a gallon, depending on where you get it from its highest point. But it's still $4.50 plus.
That's not good. Natural gas is expensive too. It's highest it's been probably in 14 or 15 years. I think there's no telling what the Public Service Commission do next year to regulate national gas, because it's regulated, so, but they'll probably ask for a 15 or 20% increase at least, I imagine. Maybe a little cheaper to heat with gas and natural gas is with deep power, but I don't think that's going to be the case after the first of the year.
Efficient
air conditioning units. And the house is well insulated. Mine's up about, it's been hotter this year. Mine's up about $10 based on the last couple of months. It's up, I think, you know, I get a monthly report how much more it was this year than it was last year. It's about $10 to $15 more. That's not terribly bad, but it's been, I think we've had a little warmer weather this year than we did last year.
But I know, that's all I know is what they've been telling me, so cuts into their tool money.
$15, $20 more, yeah. Of course, a lot of people don't have them. My power bill is usually about $100 a month at the most, except during the hottest part of the summertime. A lot of times it's something like $60 or so, but I think mine, the highest mine's been this year is about $130 maybe. I don't keep my house that cool, though, and I don't have a big house either.
Thing, some of these guys got huge houses, and it takes a lot to heat and cool that.
Talking about 3,500, 4,000 square foot house, that's a lot of territory. But, yeah, like I said, I just had mine. Downstairs, you just replaced it back in February. I replaced the heat pump with gas and got an upgrade on the air conditioning, you know, sear units. My other one was about 14. This one's about 16, I think. And it matches my other upstairs unit, same. They went and matched the same tonnage and all. Upstairs is a little warmer up here because we face the sun on the backside. But it just keeps it pretty cool up here. It's not very, you know, it doesn't run a lot. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. We still got a long way to go. Food prices are still up and everything else is just, think about the prices is, with the exception of commodities like fuel and natural gas. If the prices go down, if the cost goes down, the prices never go back down again.
That's the case. But Jerry, I have a phone call, so I'm going to have to jump off. It's good to talk to you this morning, and I'll try to catch you on down the law. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
7:30, Patrick. Have a good day. N4DJ, stay clear.